is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. A hijacked Libyan airplane has landed at the airport on the tiny Mediterranean island of Malta. The Associated Press is reporting that there appears to be two hijackers who've threatened to blow up the plane. Women and children were allowed to leave the plane shortly after it landed. A spokesman for Africa Airways, speaking at Tripoli's airport, says the hijackers' demands are still unknown. Italian officials say Anas Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, was shot and killed by police at a train station. Marco Minniti is the Italian interior minister.
Questa notte alle tre del mattino.
He says that tonight at 3 in the morning at Sesto San Giovanni, Milan, during a normal check operation, a state police patrol stopped a person who was acting suspiciously. At that moment, the man got hold of a pistol and, without hesitation, fired towards the police agent who asked for the identification documents. The policeman is called Christian Movio. The patrol reacted immediately to the shots. Luckily, the agent, Christian Movio, was not hit in vital parts. He's recovering in the hospital. Paolo Gentiloni, the Italian prime minister, says that he spoke with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and that this shows how important it is to increase the level of security across the country and to collaborate on the international level. A video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by the Islamic State group in Syria on Thursday. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook said that if confirmed, the United States strongly condemns this barbaric act. From Washington, this is VOA.